Family First Care. This is Arlita speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Ms. Moody. This is Tabitha Jones.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the healthcare information. It's usually emailed to me, but I didn't receive it. Is it open yet?
I just got it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because
I called last week and said you were out. So.
Yeah, and I just came back yesterday, and they sent it yesterday. And
okay.
This morning it should have been sent. However, we didn't have internet. So.
Oh. How is your day going? This morning, no internet? Oh, God.
6:20 I got here, fooling around with that. Didn't get any. I haven't gotten anything done. Nothing.
I'm sure. So that'll be there for you tomorrow.
So I'm going to, actually, right now.
Did they change it? Did it get any better from last year?
No. I'm going to send you, I'm going to just send it right, send you yours right now.
Okay.
So you can check out. Let me see, Tabitha.
Now, is this something I'm going to have to print out and send a screenshot back?
You will print out the, I think it's page number 3, that it is the enrollment. So you would just print it and then send it back to me.
Okay.
Oh, I just did that twice. Whoops. Let me just make sure I have.
Would it be any good if I send it back and send it back to you in an email as well? Could I do that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So you have a hard copy and a email.
And what I do is once I get them, I review all the information and I send it to corporate.
Okay.
I have your email as tabjones2@aol.com.
Yes. I just need to be able to go to the clinic and get telehealth, you know, or something.
Okay. It is only Tuesday.
Do you deal with the pay as well?
What do you mean? As your pay is not correct?
No. I mean, if I don't know if this is for you, but if I have two clients, right?
Uh-huh.
They're separate times, separate households, so I have to travel to get from one to the other. So when it comes to holiday pay, do they incorporate that into one client, or do you get holiday pay for two separate clients as they are?
Holiday pay is time and a half all day for that particular day if you work. So you'll see it, like you'll get time and a half for all the hours you work on the holiday.
Okay, so even if you work for two clients, you only get time and a half for the day, not
you
for
get time and
each
a half
client.
For all the hours you work on a holiday. So you get, let's see.
I wouldn't get time and a half for Nasheed Jones and time and a half for Gregory Shell.
Right, so you're at $14 an hour. So on a holiday that, like Thanksgiving is coming up, so you will receive, your pay will be $21 an hour for all the hours you work on that day.
Okay. So I work 10, 12 hours a day.
So you would get 21 an hour for 12 hours.
Okay.
Do you want to see if you got the email that I sent?
Yeah, I can check it.
Every year they send this, and I pray that I open it, and it's different, and it's not.
It's different, and it's not. Like I said, I need to be able to go to the doctor or get telehealth or something. But it's the specialist, like if I have to go somewhere, like to get an X-ray, or I think you told me, yeah, I have it, Ms. Moody. I think you told me that they pay for mammograms and stuff like that for women.
For preventative, yes.
Yeah, preventative, yeah. Okay, I mean, that's the kind of thing I need, and it's still nothing for prescriptions.
They give you, you get like the prescription discount card, but that card is, you can get that from anywhere. Like, it's
okay.
The
yeah, I see him at CVS at the counter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every year,
so it's really
I'm hoping
nothing.
For
okay.
a real plan, and it's not still.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to figure out how to work it, or it's just not an open book. You have to do a little more work to figure out where they need you to go, where they'll pay for it.
Yeah, that's the part that makes things complicated for me. Like, where am I going to go, and how much is going to be paid? Or, like, you know, I just don't like all of that, but I'll figure it out. Because, like I said, if I can get telehealth, I might not have to go nowhere unless I'm really sick. Because on top of that, Ms. Moody, I have to get there's no hospital coverage.
Mm-mm.
And you don't know what your life might do one day. You might have to be in the hospital.
Yeah, I had to.
There's no coverage for it. You paying out of pocket? This country has become the most complicated thing in the world right now.
I'm at a loss because this is not how I was raised.
Yeah, I'm confused too, but I mean, times change things, and who was expecting any of this?
Yeah,
doesn't make sense anymore.
It's a mess, and I'm like, well, God, what are we doing?
What is, because the government shut down, and now I think it's open, but what was accomplished?
Nothing. You just put
nobody
out of
did
work.
Anything.
And
right.
They didn't, and then the Democrats, I understand hand in hand health care. You need that. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
So why did they relent and give up?
So
you
got to
stand your ground.
But they were under pressure to open it. But I'm like, if they open
but
it,
but it didn't accomplish anything.
Right, he still want to do it. He did it in the midst of the shutdown, so it happened anyway. So what was the point? It wasn't health care, but now he want to do what he wants to do with that. But he said he was going to give the federal workers or whoever $10,000 bonuses. I'm like, each of them? Like, what is he even talking about?
Is he writing that from his personal checkbook? Because what money is
they
he using?
Him, the person who asked him the question in the interview said, well, where is this money going to come from? He said, I don't know where it's going to come from. I'm like, oh,
motherfucker.
He said, I don't know where it's going to come from. But listen, we paying for his golden ballroom.
Girl.
I'm sweating talking about it. And I don't want to upset you that you already didn't have a computer this morning.
I'm at a loss. And I have two kids that are really looking like, what is going on? And I can't explain anything.
You can't. No, it's not explainable. You can't. You cannot. And my fear is, he's been joking about it, but he said, well, maybe I'll start a war so I'll never have to leave. I'm like, oh, okay.
You can't do that. He's thinking that he's God, and he's not.
He can't. He's not.
Because
Congress is supposed to stand up
to him.
Ms. Moody, do you know what this man has done? He's the president with 20 felonies.
I know.
So,
but yet, he's the president, right? And he has all these felonies, right? But if you have felonies, specific of these type, you're not even supposed to be allowed to vote. So
you can't
explain
even
to me how you get a presidency and you have all, you can't even vote for yourself technically.
And wait, during the midst of the shutdown, he pardoned all of those people. Nobody saw it. He pardoned everybody.
Why are we pardoning people so they can go out there and do the same things and get into more trouble?
Giuliani and the other people that ran with him.
If he pardons that dude, the P. Diddy, I swear.
Oh, well, he's playing with that. Don't say he won't, because
he's definitely playing with that. That's fire.
Well, the insurrection was fire. They killed two police officers. Or
mm-hmm.
one, I forget. But
two.
That was more fire than Ms. Moody. Listen, mm-hmm. I don't want you to keep you on here with this, because it's we'll just keep going, because it's endless. Like, if this is going to be the longest 3 years
ever
in history. In history. But what he want to take credit for forever is that he freed the hostages and, I think, stopped the war over there.
The war isn't stopped.
And that's it. And did you hear our vice president speak
Mm-mm.
at the Marine special thing for the? How is he the vice president?
When the president, this person that was elected and put into office, blatantly said that his vice president isn't president material. So why would you?
He's not.
Why would you say? Why would you even have him run with you?
Why would he run?
Because
he
wanted anybody dumb to anybody that's moldable.
Yeah, because Pence was one that looked at him like, nah, I don't agree with that, or I agree with that, and whatever else. That's why they put the noose to the White House to find Pence and hang him. And I swear on everything I know, if they would have found that man, they would have hung him.
Mm-hmm.
They would have hung him, and Trump would have pardoned him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is doing. But what's his name, J.D. Vance? He curses while he's speaking, and even the Marines and the people that were in the room were kind of quiet. He kept cursing. I'm like, what is he doing?
And they put this
He don't
all...
care how he form words.
Mm,
is he
nope.
country?
Now, this is what happens when you don't value education and you don't value the Constitution.
People with money don't do that.
But then it makes them stupid.
They don't care because they have money. And this world, this country especially, is ran by money only. And here's the thing. The shutdown, you were saying people that needed the food stamps, they work too. They work. They work at Walmart, Target, McDonald's. They work. Those are working people. So you're
but
not giving,
when working
they
people
into
can't afford to live in the country that they are citizens of, that's a serious problem, and that's what I don't. We have a president that has money and just wants to make more money for him and
his rich people.
But
he wants to be better than Elon Musk. I think that's his competition.
For what?
And he's a trillionaire. I don't know. They're not even in the same business. And my thing with my job and everybody else who do home health care, our jobs are in jeopardy every moment of every day. Because if
because
he's
at
Medicaid,
any minute, at any minute, they can cut it. And and that's the thing. Technically, it can't happen. It's not, you know, that's not part of the legislation. So he's trying to go and change the Constitution and change.
Yes. Yes. Because he had government shutdown before. They didn't last as long, but food stamps were never affected, ever. They had
the
money.
Can't.
I think they just...
They have the money for stuff. They just...
They do. We pay into it all the time. They just wanted people, poor people, and I'm using air quotes saying that, to see that they have control. See, we do control when y'all eat. We control it without us. But guess what I saw in the market the other day? A whole bunch of black folk with carts full of food. They don't know that they can't fertilize us. We're seeds.
Right.
Every time they try to do something to us,
we get stronger.
We just go around it. Yeah,
we get
stronger.
Stronger.
We go around it. Yeah. So now y'all got to double up on food stamps because it's closer to the end next month. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. I just hope that people don't use their Medicaid. Then I lose my job. Then health care services are going to shut down. There's not going to be any more jobs. And what
we'll
I'm used to
all
doing,
be out of,
it's going to be crazy.
We'll all be out
of
work. But why is it that he wants to eliminate? I don't understand. Why is it, as
because
soon as something doesn't go his
leave.
Way, he wants to eliminate other people's jobs? Why don't he ever look
he
at himself?
No. No. Because he is the top, middle, and bottom line to everything to himself. He's the epitome of the definition of narcissist.
Yeah.
He's beyond anything. Like, I've never...
I wish we could force him into counseling.
Him. Why can't we shut down America?
Like, shut down for real.
Don't do... Shut down. If we stop working and paying taxes, everything will stop. That's not their money. They're not rich. That's our money.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all bitch offer our money. So we don't do anything. Ain't no money. I want them, all of them, the whole House, Democrats and Republicans, I want them out. And let us
start over from
real
scratch.
People. Them people.
Those people have been in there
dying.
Yep.
They're dying.
If what's her name wouldn't have retired and said she wasn't going, she would have died in office.
And what happened to the guy, Mitch McConnell, that kept blacking out on TV?
Ooh.
Then he fell. He disappeared. But his seat is still there. It's empty, but it's still there. And he's still getting all that money.
You know where he is, though? He's
in
the dungeon.
Hospital?
He's in the dungeon. I believe he's
But
under
he's still getting the money.
I believe he is under the White House in the little
He probably is.
Mm.
Ms. Moody, he might be dead.
That's what I was about to say. Or he's...
And they'll announce one day he passed away, but he passed away 3 months ago.
But then we just found out today.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's
mm-hmm,
what they do.
Would. But he's still on payroll. He's still being paid. He still holds the seat.
I don't understand why they don't have people... Like, they should have alternates. We should have alternates.
Yeah, they should, but we just need to clean it out, all of them, young, old, because none of them are doing the job that they're hired to do.
They come,
none
they say all these speeches, get the seat,
yep,
and they go in there and chill.
Yep.
They're chilling in their seat. They're not working.
Can't reach them. Then they say go to your local Congress people for this and that, and they'll connect to the government people. But they're not. They're all in there getting all of that money.
Because everybody's
and
comfortable.
And they don't care.
Everybody's comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just sad. And I'm like, we're turning into one of those countries that we used to talk about. Like, y'all government do what they want to do with y'all. So does ours. And if we don't get a Democratic president after these 3 years? I don't know. But I tell you what, Democrat or not, for president next time, Donald Trump won't run a Republican Party until he dies. And when he dies, that youngest boy, Brandon, he taking over. He's prepping him now. That boy is going to take over. Google him when you think about it. Look at him. Read about him. He's being groomed right now. But Ms. Moody, you at work. You are not home. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to look through this medical stuff.
I want you to call the number. It's 1-800-457. Oh, gosh, my eyes are bad. I think it's on the 30.
It's on the application?
Mm-hmm. I want you to try to call them, to talk to them before you sign up for it.
Okay.
I'm advising everybody to do that, because this flyer is just words. It's not actually telling you how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and I need to do this, and that'll help me figure out if I want it and if the clinic I go to accepts the insurance.
There you go, Mom.
Did you have a look at the marketplace at all?
Yeah, I did. I've been paying for them since last year, the year before last. I've been paying into that, but I have to change it, and it's going to get more expensive,
mm-hmm.
and I want to see what I can get out of this before I do that.
True.
Because once
yes.
I change what I have, if I want to go back to it at the price that it is, it's going to be
higher.
At least $100 more. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to look into this, see if it's something that's doable. But like I said, what I have now from Marketplace, from Penny, I think that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's hospital care, dental care, and eye care. Dental care and eye care are included, basically, and it's hospital care. But that's the big part that I'm paying for. So I want to, you know, see what this one offers and cut that one off and just have this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might keep both, because this one that I have that I'm paying into doesn't have telehealth at all. And I don't understand why.
But this
but
one
I
that,
need
that we offer offers telehealth, but if you have any major issues, it doesn't cover it. And there's no vision or dental.
Well, I already have that, so I wouldn't worry about that. So even if I get the minimum of the health coverage from Family First, then I could still have telehealth.
Okay.
And I like telehealth because if I get a cold or if I get conjunctivitis or something crazy like that, a doctor can call me. I can tell them my symptoms. They can see me and be like, yeah, well, you have this. And maybe, do they write prescriptions?
They send it right to whatever pharmacy.
Okay, yeah. See, something simple like that, and keep the hospital thing for just in case, you know. But I
mm-hmm.
have to get something where I don't have to go into a office and pay that office visit fee if I can have telehealth. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So, yeah, I'm going to look and see. But I'm going to call them, like you said, before I do anything, and I'll just figure it out from there. But thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Miss Tabitha. It was nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Let's think about each other as we watch the news and things
oh
happen. Like,
goodness.
I remember
what
when I talked
world?
To the Moody. It's too thick to cut through. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, what
it's
in the world is
thick.
Going on?
Whatever is going on, nobody cares. No one cares at all.
But we have
that's
kids
what we're dealing with.
That they're going to be here when we're not. So we need to make sure.
How do you make sure?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Just being
you
honest.
Can't. It's not up to you. I know, and I understand, but it's not up to you at all. It's not. It's scary as a parent, and all my children are grown. But, and they're fine. But, I mean, still, you know, You can't figure it out, Miss Booty. You can't, because it's how it's moving around. You can't do nothing about it. All you can do is let them take your tax money and do whatever they say they're going to do with it. And that's all. That's all they want. And then you can owe them. I don't even want to talk about that. Okay, Miss Moody, for the 20th time, we hanging up, okay?
All right.
We hanging up.
All right.
Okay?
I'll talk to you later.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.